There was a report earlier this week from CTV that dentists are seeing a rise in cracked teeth, and it could potentially be pandemic related due to stress. I said off the hop of the program, I'm a clencher. I clench my teeth. It is bad for me, I know, but it is very difficult to stop. But I was curious to see how far this goes and what we are seeing, because it is a whole new world for dentists in the pandemic. I've been to the dentist's office since the pandemic started, and it was different, but it also felt very safe. So joining me now, we have president of the Ontario Dental Association, Dr. Leslie Hapak. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you, Shelby, for having me.
So we had this report about cracked teeth. Are some of your members seeing that?
Oh, yes, for sure. You know, we tend to see stress. You were talking about it just a minute ago. Mm-hmm. Even before the pandemic can have a significant impact on your dental health. For example, things like clenching your teeth, grinding, increase in gum disease, and even things like dry mouth. So with things being shut down and throughout the pandemic, we're now just seeing more effects of stress.
And it was interesting in my personal case, I'll speak from my personal experience here, when I was told, well, it's because you're clenching your teeth at night, that didn't make it better. That just made me want to clench my teeth more because I got stressed about clenching my teeth, which is why I had to see a dentist so we could figure out a plan for it.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Go ahead. Are there other contributing factors that we're seeing with the pandemic in terms of our oral health? Because I imagine if people weren't able to get to their offices, there are problems that went unaddressed for some time.
Yeah, for sure, Shelby. Early on, as everyone knows now, most dental offices were closed for the first 3 months of the pandemic. And those offices that did remain open were only providing emergency care. So for those individuals that had early on what we would consider maybe smaller issues like a small cavity or even something like a small crack in a tooth, they weren't really able to access dental care at the time because that wasn't considered a true emergency. So fast forward 3 months later, 4 months later, that small decay is now a large cavity that in some individuals we see were needing root canals, or the cavity was so large that the tooth is not salvageable anymore. And now we see an increase in tooth extraction, which can open up a whole other can of worms, as well as a small crack in a tooth early on can develop into a large crack, which again causes the tooth to be extracted. And I know I've seen that in my practice. The individuals, like prior to the pandemic, were scheduled to have a minor surgical procedure to fix a crack in a tooth that at that time was salvageable. And now the cracked tooth is to the point where it's the tooth no longer, we can save it and it has to come out. And I hear that from a number of my colleagues as well.
With these problems seemingly worsening, what does that do for wait times in your offices?
Well, after being closed for 12 weeks, there is definitely a backlog that most dentists are still struggling to get through. Given infection prevention and control procedures that are in place, it's making dental offices a lot more slow in terms of providing the treatment. So there's definitely a backlog still that many dentists are trying to get through and accommodate patients.
We keep hearing in terms of hospitals and elective surgeries, here's how long we think the backlog will take. Here's how long we think before we have it clear. Do we have that same sort of timeline in the world of dentistry yet?
It's difficult to answer that specifically because with dentistry, there's so many different procedures that dentists do. And if you even take a look at specialists, for example, like periodontists like myself, which is a dentist that specializes in gum disease, orthodontists that do braces, oral and maxillofacial surgeons. So it depends on a number of factors in terms of how quickly different procedures can be accommodated into a practice. And what most dentists are doing, whether it's a general dentist or a specialist, we're trying to see those individuals that have higher priority needs, that haven't been able to access treatment throughout the pandemic when things were shut down. And now their issues are a little bit more of an emergency, or urgent, I guess I should say.
Do you find that even if people are facing some kind of dental emergency, that maybe they still don't want to come in because they're just worried about infection control?
We do see that. What we're trying to get out to the public is that dental offices are a very safe environment. Dentists have been leaders in infection prevention and control for many, many years. And even prior to the pandemic, we've had very, very strict protocols in place. And once the pandemic hit, we've just sort of beefed up that those protocols. So, you know, if what we're telling patients or the public is, if you have concerns about the safety of dental offices or what to expect when you go to a dental office, pick up the phone, call your dentist, have a discussion with them, give them, you know, express your concerns, and they can provide you with answers. Also, we're saying to the public, go to the Ontario Dental Association's website, which is www.oda.ca, and there's a whole public page on informing people what to expect.
What can people expect when they go in?
Well, right now, because we're still in the pandemic, there are, right from the beginning, a few measures that are put in place. So people can expect, when they receive a call from their dental office or they call to make an appointment, they will go through or be subjected to a number of screening questions. Once they have an appointment, when they come to the dental office, some dental offices will have patients be required to wait in their vehicles before they can come in. Other offices that may have a little bit more space will allow a patient or two to come in, but social distancing measures will be put in place. You'll see in the waiting room, many offices will have plexiglass. Front dental staff will likely be wearing masks. You'll be asked to hand sanitize. You'll go over another screening questionnaire. And then when you get into the actual dental operatory, depending on the procedure that you're having done, you'll see your dentist and the dental team may have specialized masks, a face shield, gowns, things like that. Well, you'll see. So it's a little bit different.
It's different, but in my experience, it wasn't unpleasant. I found that everything worked well together. I found that everyone who was in the office seemed very competent. So I know there are some people who are still nervous. From personal experience, it was great. I didn't have a problem. Now, I do have a question from a listener here saying that they're a single father and they've got cracked and broken teeth, but they were recently laid off. So are there programs that can help them? Because I imagine right now during the pandemic, there are a lot of people who might be in that same situation.
There are. There have been for a number of years, different government-funded programs that are out there. For children 17 and under, there's the Healthy Smiles Ontario program. There's also the Ontario Disability Support Program, Ontario Works program, and hospital-based dentistry as well. So there are things that can be accessed. And if someone wants to go to, again, our website, oda.ca, and they go to the public page, there is information on different programs that they can access.
And don't ignore these issues, because our oral health is so tightly connected to our overall health.
You are so right, Shelby, for sure.
For your members, how are they feeling being back at work? Because Tim and I were talking earlier and just saying, it's nerve-wracking for us to have somebody working inside our mouths. It must be even more nerve-wracking for you to be working inside many other people's mouths.
Well, this is what we do. This is what we're trained to do. This is what we like to do. And I know for me and many of my colleagues that I've talked with, when we first got back to work in June, it was like the proverbial riding a bike. It was actually exhilarating to get back to work and do the things that I like to do and we were trained to do. So it's different. Again, you know, there's different measures put in place that we have to take. Things are a little bit slower, but it's great to get back and interact with patients and, you know, provide great oral health care to them.
Going right back to sort of what started this conversation with stress-related teeth issues and just dental emergencies in general, what is the tipping point? When should people go, I need to see someone now before this gets worse? Is there a warning sign before a crack happens?
Sometimes no, depending on the situation. If there's been a little crack in a tooth previously, someone may have a little twinge periodically and not really know that a crack is present until, you know, one day they bite on something and it's like, uh-oh, what's this in my mouth? And part of the tooth is gone. So some situations you may not know. If you have a small crack in the tooth because you've bit on something and you're asymptomatic, meaning there's no tenderness, no pain at that point, but you know that there's a crack in the tooth, that's a good time, and that's a warning sign that you should call your dental provider to at least ask some questions, and they will likely have you or want you to come in and take a look. Just so it doesn't get to the point where all of a sudden that small crack, again, becomes so large that now you're in a lot of pain and the tooth is not worth saving.
And I know it's easier said than done, but try to find ways to reduce your stress if you find that you're grinding or clenching, right?
Yes. Yeah, I know. So much more easier said than done for everybody in this time. So
awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Doctor.
Oh, you're welcome, Shelby. Have a good rest of the day.